Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
At your fingertips are the center of your mind. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day radio program, heard not necessarily just on the radio. If you've got your TuneIn app and you're listening as you put your makeup on, you found a radio station that carries the program, and that's how that works. That's cool. Whatever it takes to get you through the day. Whatever gets you through the day. You know that song, Richie, right? Da, 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 da. No, maybe not. Okay.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Nah, that's not... come on, it's daytime. We don't want to talk about nighttime. The continuing controversy about what the Federal Communication Commission can and can't do, will and won't do, is or isn't doing. You'll recall, perhaps, those of you who are listeners of fashion, last week on a couple of occasions, were discussing the fine levied against a television station in...
somewhere in Virginia, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Virginia, yeah. Yep. So the FCC decided in its wisdom to fine this television station the max. So when I saw this, I wasn't thinking, I think the first time I told the story, I sort of chuckled about why they had the fine. I figured that the offending story about this ex-porn star joining a local rescue squad was another attempt by the station to pump up its ratings with just a little bit of gratuitous sex on the side. But after looking at the video and looking at the station's response to the FCC inquiry, the story, which began with an incident in July of 2012, the position the station is taking, I think, is legitimate. And what happened, it appears, in the community was that there were people in this, Virginia has a sort of right of center bent to it. Would you say that was fair, Richie?
Up in Arlington and Alexandria, just surrounding D.C., it's blue, but the rest of the state is red.
Yeah. Okay. So some of the people in town were not happy to have an ex-porn star on the rescue squad and were trying to get her bounced from the squad. So now comes the story, the bona fide newscast story of this woman being there, and they'd taken the video of her from a website that was questionable. The lower right-hand side, I believe, of the screen had an icon, and if you clicked on the icon, it showed a man doing things that are not exactly family-friendly, shall we say. So the television station screwed up. Yep. That's true. But it didn't do it purposely or with intent. It was not something that was an intern, didn't know anybody. I mean, we see this all the time, radio and television. There are a lot of these interns, some of them not even paid. So the clip is very sexually suggestive, no question about it. And so there's no reason to describe what went on, but the outrage and the fine is beyond what's reasonable. Beyond what it isn't, it wasn't. These things should be applied if it's intentional, and even then, one wonders where is our real value set. But to have them go after this station to the max is another example of arbitrary, capricious handling of a situation that is just too much government. It's way too heavy. And I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, a lady who runs a clinic, is an Iranian, came to this country to go to nursing school. She went through nursing school. She was enthralled with a particular problem that people have in this country medically. She set about in her mind to find a solution to it. She did. She started a company with an investor. and has made a business out of this particular treatment and done a great job. And she's now being forced into all kinds of declaratory circumstances that will basically eventually put her out of business because of Obamacare. And so she figures that another 3 or 4 years she'll be out of business. And here's somebody who came to this country with a dream, contributes something to the country that's important, and is getting screwed by the country.
My my oncologist was going through the same thing where, yeah. I don't know if it's pushing him out of business, but it's making it very hard because every single, when they give me a Tylenol, that gets categorized as one thing. Yeah. When they gave me one of the four drugs that they gave me for the chemotherapy, they each get categorized as another thing. And they had to, you know, upload to their database every single thing,
yeah,
and exactly everything about me, and he just, yeah, said it was, I don't have the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a small office. I don't have the infrastructure to be,
no,
able to do this for every,
no,
patient every day.
No. Ken Kronos told me he's costing an extra $40,000 a year.
I mean,
he had a fire layoff. Listen, though, this is what this does. He had to lay off an employee to go to comply with the government mandates. How sick is that? All right, let's lighten it up a little. As a matter of fact, you've heard me talking with the great delight about the new movie that I saw over the weekend called The Wrecking Crew. The producer-director of that film is here to tell us the story about not only the music and his father and the others that were in The Wrecking Crew, but how he was able to get the money to put this production together. That's coming up in a moment or two here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So when Grandma said, when your mad counts to 10, was she right? Absolutely yes. Here's the neurological science of it. It seems you've got a choice to act. It's called the readiness potential. And even if the desire to act is initiated in the unconscious of your brain, there's a built-in, are you sure you want to do this, brain pop-up message. After you decide to act and right before you do it, the brain initiates a pre-wired 150 millisecond stop and rethink what you're doing opportunity. What's the cheap psychological trick? Even if the devil makes you do it, there's a brain-wired mechanism which will give you a second chance. Grandma was right. Count to 10 is a second chance to stop before you regret it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Known as El Presidente, this four-time All-Star won 245 games during a 23-year career and pitched the 13th perfect game in Major League history for the Montreal Expos.
Dennis Martinez has reached the ultimate, a perfect game against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
So where is Dennis Martinez now? The first Nicaraguan-born player to appear in the majors, Dennis is an icon back home. The ballpark in Nicaragua's capital is named Dennis Martinez National Stadium. Previously a spring training instructor with the Orioles, Dennis was the Nicaraguan manager in the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Well, it's a great honor to be able to be selected to be a manager of this ball club. We got a lot of young people, we got a lot of spirit.
Dennis Martinez, El Presidente. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. ABM wonders how many decided to get a personalized license plate only to be turned down because of a government-perceived double meaning. Hang on to your helmet. A related case in Texas, all the way to the Supreme Court. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Texans strong in their belief in freedom of speech. A Lone Star Citizen says freedom extends to the written word on license plates. In 2011, Supremes held that burden falls on the viewer to avoid further bombardment by simple eye avertment. Expect the highest court in the land to reaffirm. Ban one group, ban them all. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out.
The next jock, I can introduce this as a moldy oldie goody goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. Sonny and Cher with their first number one song, but it wasn't just Sonny and Cher. It was Sonny, Cher, and the Wrecking Crew. Denny Tedesco is the producer-director of the Wrecking Crew film, which is out now on limited release. He was the son of Tommy Tedesco, who's one of the most talented guitarists that you could imagine. Here's the, and you can, I'll prove to you, Denny, that I watched the movie listening to your father, fascinated with the story of how he basically taught himself. And you wonder about all the people, what kind of encouragement is this for young musicians? Here's your father, who has not necessarily a background, but an acumen. What was he 10 when he picked up a guitar for the first time?
It started as a kid, to like any other kid, but he didn't really, until he realized in probably in the early 20s that he had a chance, that's when he really went for it.
Yeah.
But he was all pretty much self. His teacher said he was the worst he ever had.
Yeah, I know. I remember him saying that. But he's not just, the idea of doing this was yours to hold the memory of your father, but all those other greats, there were about 24, 25 in the Wrecking Crew that were pretty much the staples, and among them, one woman.
Right.
I'm trying to remember, was it Elizabeth Kay? What was her?
No, Carol Kay.
Carol Kay,
she
right.
Played bass.
Yeah, she did, which was pretty interesting.
Started off as a guitar player, they went into bass later.
Yeah. So what about you and your dad? What was it like growing up with a father who was so involved in this that it was pretty much 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wasn't it, for 10, 12, 14 years?
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing is, I'm born in 61. Dad, so in the early, mid-60s, I'm whatever I am, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. But dad went to work like any other dad. I mean, it's a funny thing is, I had no other idea what other dads did. I mean, I knew the kid across the street, dad was an accountant. The other kid across the street, his dad was a carpenter. He had a drill and a hammer and all that other stuff in his car. My dad had a Telecaster, a classical guitar, mandolin, banjo, and an amp in his car. But I didn't know there was a difference.
So when did you first realize that what he did was different or special? Did you ever meet any of the people that he'd like to take you around? You never met you never got involved at all in any of the
gigs. Dad always said to me, even when I asked my mom about hey, when Dad was working with Peggy Lee or in those early days, did you ever go to those dates? She says no. Dad always said a plumber doesn't take his wife to work. So, it was strictly about work. So, it wasn't, when dad, I think when I was about 10 years old, when kids told me, hey, your dad's name is on the Partridge Family album. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize, that was important to me.
Yeah.
But didn't realize he had done all those other jobs with,
Denny,
Sinatra and Beach Boys and stuff.
How did the musicians fare financially? How did all of the Wrecking Crew, being the music behind everything that we heard on the radio and had in our record collection, were they paid fairly?
Very, very well. These guys, basically, as these session players in Los Angeles, they were pretty much union guys. They were double scale. They were in demand. The guys,
they
producers didn't mess with them because they were so much wanted by the artists and the others.
Yeah, we only have about a minute left. Tell us the story about how you raised the money to produce this film. I think that's a fascinating part of this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I started in 1996. My dad was diagnosed with terminal cancer, so I quickly jumped into it. And I'm thinking, we're going to do it on our own and then get some help. And no one would ever help us because they said, you'll never get this made because of how much the music is. And it wasn't we just kept going. And then finally we had it in 2010 after we did the festivals and everything else. We realized the only way to do this is to keep going on our own and get help with donations.
Yeah.
And
so you did a crowdfund.
We did donations.
Good for you. Well, Danny, stay with us for a minute. Will you please? Don't go away. Danny Tedesco is with us, the producer of the Wrecking Crew film, which is in limited release right now.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We step up the microphones and it comes out something like this.
Came in the studios with Levi's and t-shirts, smoking cigarettes. The older guys were saying they're going to wreck the music business.
In the hardcore producing area, everybody knew what went on there. I mean, everybody knew that the best musicians played on all the sessions, but we as the general public didn't know.
They played so well, and they played so well together.
I was in awe of them because of Phil Spector. I pulled my car over the side of the road and said, what am I listening to here?
The musicians were really the unsung heroes of all those hit records.
Brian Wilson's very important. All right, so I don't usually do this, but because of the subject matter and because of my enthusiasm, frankly, and my figuring, anybody who comes from my era or baby boomers and beyond, Richie's a baby boomer, I am, this is a great, it's not a good story, it's a great, great story. I was looking at some of the reviews and hell with some of these clowns that write reviews. This is sort of almost a home movie produced by Denny Tedesco. It started out as a tribute to his father, who was one of the Wrecking Crew members, Tommy Tedesco, and then it just grew so that when you see this movie, this film, it's a full-length film, you understand how the music was made from the era, let's say, of Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, to the Tijuana Brass, the Carpenters, Righteous Brothers, almost everybody, Simon and Garfunkel, anybody who made a record in Los Angeles, and Los Angeles became the capital in the 60s of making music, all had the same backup instrumentalists.
That's a great question, actually. Denny, how many songs did the Wrecking Crew play on?
Oh, God, hundreds. I mean, thousands of songs. But as my father said, we made hundreds of hits, but thousands of bombs.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, they just went to work every day for years. You know, Dad would go to work 3-4 times a day, different studios, different artists, and they were allowed to do 3 or 4 songs in those 3 hours.
But they didn't have sheet. I mean, it's like the stuff was written out for them. They basically improvised to come up with what was needed that the people who wrote the music couldn't figure how to do. I love that.
Yeah, it was everybody was different. You know, sometimes you have Brian Wilson who really let them know what he wanted,
yeah.
And then, you know, then you might have something extremely loose, you know, where it's like they just had a few chord charts and, you know, yeah. And then they come up with the melody and stuff. A great example, I think, in the movie is The Birds. Now, the yeah. Birds can play, but in the first song that Terry Meltzer did, the producer, he had Mr. Tambourine Man. He said, guys, I'll let Roger play and sing, but you guys could do backup. And they were very upset. But as Roger said, we did the A side and the B side and got a hit in 3 hours.
Yeah.
He said, when we did Turn, 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 it was 77 takes with
yeah,
the Birds.
Yeah, and the same thing is true. Most people don't realize the Monkees really couldn't play at all, and that the Wrecking Crew was responsible for the... I mean, the Monkees were out front, and they were singing, and they tried to make it look like they were playing the music, but they weren't, and they couldn't.
Yeah.
So if you go online to WreckingCrewFilm.com, if you just go to the Doug Stephan Good Day website, you'll see our video of the day today, which is the trailer to this documentary that will sooner or later be available in theaters everywhere. It's just in Los Angeles and some other select locations.
I know, it's in 100 theaters now.
It is. Okay, well, it should be in 1,000 theaters.
Yeah, and iTunes. You can go to iTunes or
get it at iTunes. Okay. Okay. Film can be seen in select theaters around the country, on demand from your cable system or from iTunes. The story of the music behind the music, if you will. These people were geniuses and looked like they were having a great time as they did it. The Wrecking Crew, WreckingCrewFilm.com. Denny Tedesco, son of crew member Tommy Tedesco, telling the story. Good to have you here, Denny. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Now it's 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Having a good day. Hope you're having a good day. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and if Jennifer is able to be here, she'll be in on it as well, whatever it may be. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few minutes to talk about the new research being done on apples and what may or may not come out of eating a apple. What's the difference between the Indiana law and the other laws that are explicitly aimed at asserting one's right to a free exercise of his or her religion? Let's think about this for a moment, and you can give us your own two cents with Kenny. If you've got some more comments you want me to have you put on the air, let's do that in a moment. You go to facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, Good Day Show for comments. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So what is different about this law that so many people seem to be focused on? First of all, the law in Indiana explicitly allows for any for-profit business to assert its right to the quote-unquote free exercise of religion. The federal law does not contain that language, and neither is the language that I just, the quote, free exercise of religion. It does not exist in any of the other states except South Carolina. In fact, Louisiana and Pennsylvania exclude for-profit business from the protection of their free exercise of religion statutes. So the new Indiana law contains this language, and I'll quote it for you, quote, a person whose exercise of religion has been substantially burdened or is likely to be substantially burdened by a violation of this chapter may assert the violation or impending violation as a claim or defense in a judicial or administrative proceeding, regardless of whether the state or any other governmental entity is a party to the proceeding. In my mind, that's the Supreme Court. There it is. This thing is going to go to the Supreme Court, and it'll hang on that. Neither the federal law nor the state statutes that exist in 18 or 19 other states says anything like this. Only the Texas law passed in 1999 has similar language, and I believe the Arkansas bill, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Kenny, that is about to be signed has similar language. So that would be three states. So. Is that right? Okay. So what does this all mean? It means that any for-profit business in the state of Indiana can tell you to get lost if you're gay, Jewish, Muslim, anything they don't like. You got blue eyes instead of brown eyes, doesn't make any difference, you're out. So if you want to live in a state like that, that's terrific. It should be up to you. You go where you want to go, live how you want to live,
so
be where you want to be.
I'm confused now, though.
Oh, good. Okay.
So the feds have a Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Yep.
But it does not allow you to
use religion.
Use religion.
For your business.
For your business.
The business. This is about business.
I'm behind the sentiment here. I really, really am.
Yeah. Which sentiment? There's two.
They're protecting
people who are different.
People who are different. People's rights. People's whatever. But I don't want the government doing it.
So who else does it in this circumstance? I don't want the government. We educate people so that they don't do stuff that is
being able to say.
But that is the reason for this law.
I have green eyes, and this guy didn't get charged me.
But is the reason because people haven't educated themselves, and that's why it had to become a law? I'm asking the question. I'm not giving an answer.
The reality of humanity is we're all prejudiced.
We have all prejudice. All of us
all have some kind of prejudice. Yep. Some way more.
I don't like people who drive Ferraris.
You can't listen
to my radio program if you drive a Ferrari. Don't listen to this program.
I mean, you know.
Kenny, what are the comments? Go ahead, Richie. We got your drift. Kenny, what are people saying?
Let's see. John says, hang tough, Indiana. Don't cave to the intolerant left.
Really? This is about the left and the right. That's because he hasn't read what we just read. What else? Next.
Bill says, in life, I accept diversity. I do not accept it in my religious beliefs. Live the way you want. God will judge, not me.
So does that mean he's for or against it?
I think it means it's for. He says, in life, he accepts diversity.
See, I think
not
most people
religious beliefs
don't know that the Indiana law is actually different than the federal law. Because you hear people, we had a couple of calls this morning, and they both cited the other states that have had the same law, the federal law, blah, blah, blah. But this has different language in it. Only three states have this language. What else, Kenny, have you got?
Richard says, this law is a license to discriminate, period.
Depending on who's interpreting it. Yep. I'm sort of surprised that these, I'm betting that these politicians that got on board on this, especially Bush, maybe I don't know about Cruz and Marco Rubio, but I'm thinking they didn't really read this. Your advisor said, this is everywhere else, so you should go along with it.
This is lawyers. It's lawyers.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is. It's all
the
lawyers.
Only people that are really going to make out here are the lawyers.
Yeah, right.
Here's
a quick story, and then we're going to get to Dr. Jack. Speaking of lawyers, I think I said on the air about 6-7 weeks ago I bought a new car. And because I wanted it registered, not in California, because I don't want to have anything registered in California, too expensive to do anything in California, I decided to register back in Massachusetts. So the normal routine would be that somebody has to send the registration material back to Massachusetts, and they'd run it through the insurance company and the registry, take 3 or 4 days. Okay, what's today? Today is March 31st. So 6 weeks ago, I paid for this car. It's been sitting at the dealer's lot because I can't have it because it isn't registered yet because the dealer screwed it up. And they finally admitted the other day when I said to him, hey, come on, I need the car. I'm heading back east. I want the car. Well, there's this, that, and the other thing. Well, I had to get lawyers involved because the dealership was stupid. and this is the usual dealership, and they run. It's run by a bunch of Russians. Man, you talk about cutthroats. Oof.
You found a cow. If you find a cow head in your bed, you know they were serious.
Right. Well, anyway, I just looked in at a memo that came from my lawyer to their lawyer about how to straighten this out. This was nothing but common sense. Give me the paperwork. I'll bring it back. I'll get it taken care of, and I'll bring it back to get the car. You can't do that. We need a third party because we don't trust you. I said, what do you mean you don't trust me? You got the car. I can't have the car.
No, it's
you give it to me.
They are the ones responsible to make sure that you paid the taxes to the state.
And that's all it is. That's really all it is, Richie. It's all about the state collecting as much money from you as they can, so they can waste
them responsible. God-awful taxes get paid.
Project. Oh my God. All right. Anyway, that's that story. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a moment. You may have heard already the discussion of an apple a day, not so fast, keeping the doctor away. We'll find out whether that's legit or not in a moment. This is Good Day.
Today on App Check, in Egg versus Chicken, launch a hard-boiled egg attack on those ruthless roosters and philandering hens. Great game, not just for Easter. Egg versus Chicken. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
At just 26, Tom Fat Joe became president of his subdivision's homeowners association. But there was a problem. Garbage.
The previous hauler had moved to more profitable routes. They couldn't find a replacement. Bags full of trash were piling up all over.
Tom suggested they do it themselves. An angry resident shot back, "Why don't you do it yourself?"
He did. Every day he woke up at 4 to collect garbage. Then he changed into a suit for his day job as an accountant. A year later, he went full-time in the garbage business, and he went on to create a billion-dollar enterprise.
What problem could you solve part-time? It may be your route to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Why do we use unleaded gasoline anyway? Turns out there's some 7 million tons of deadly tetraethyl lead and EDB active in our soil, air, water, and bodies, showing up in places like our cake mix and cereal. The Nation magazine reported common lead, a deadly heavy metal, illegal in paint and gasoline, was quietly added to motor fuel by General Motors, which controlled the patent on the nation's daily gasoline formula. For 60 years, GM added tetraethyl lead to gas, despite evidence the company's lead had poisoned 80% of its own Bayway lab staff and was killing an additional 5,000 Americans a year from cars' airborne exhaust. The payoff? At the time, GM made money on almost every gallon of gasoline that was sold by anyone. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to be seen by others as more attractive, more handsome, better looking? It all starts with the eyes. Here's the biological science of it. Humans are wired to take care of creatures with big eyes, like babies. In fact, the belladonna plant, translated beautiful lady, was named because females use the plant's extract to make their pupils bigger, more beautiful. Republic Pictures used the plant extract to make cowboy Roy Rogers more attractive. What's the chief psychological trick? Want to be seen as more attractive? Well, plan a romantic dinner by candlelight. Your pupils will dilate to take in more light. They'll look bigger, and you'll be seen by your partner as more attractive. They'll be attracted to you, and they won't even know why. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
16 before the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has one of the most interesting websites and most interesting approaches to what's going on in the world of medicine, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and sign up for absolutely free podcasts on forbidden health topics. Latest episode has been uploaded. What did you have, 14, 15 of them up there now, Jack? How many have you got?
No, I think we just finished the 10th one.
10th one, okay.
The 10th one hasn't been uploaded, but I think there's 9 of them now.
All right. So you can go figure out what it is. There are thousands of people already signed up for this. This
yeah,
is a great take.
Yeah, we have almost 10,000 downloads already in just a few weeks.
Good. All right. So Jack is here because he doesn't take the traditional approach. I believe in giving airtime to everybody, every different point of view. My own slant is probably more toward Jack. And to be fair, pretty much all of it, let's see. Chambers is fairly mainstream, but thinks about things differently. Shannon Hoff is definitely not mainstream. Jack is probably the most non-mainstream. Hoffman's kind of blended, but not a lot. He's pretty much on the more open side, homeopathic side. So it's left to Ken Kronhaus to defend the traditional AMA approach to many things. So here's, speaking of the AMA, the old adage we all grew up on, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. At least the latest, and I always love it, I didn't find out yet, Jack, who paid for the study. But it's probably not the apple growers of America, because this research suggests that maybe you're not any better off. Hello? Go ahead.
They just did a general overall population study of several thousand people.
Right.
And when they started filtering out race, ethnic groups, age, income levels, they found out that of that group of 8,000 or so that consumed an apple a day, that the more money you make, the higher your income strata, the less you are likely to see a doctor if you eat an apple a day. But overall, it didn't seem to make any difference when they put everybody into the same group. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get down to the science of this thing, I wouldn't suggest an apple a day unless it's an organic apple, for one thing. Because apples, strawberries, fruits that we don't peel, like an orange or a banana, will have all of the pesticides and all the chemicals that are out on the outside of that vegetable or that fruit that's still there. Now, the important thing about an apple is that it is loaded with something called calcium malate. And that calcium malate, as soon as it hits the digestive system, is broken down into or converted to calcium bicarbonate, which is the only useful form of calcium in the body. And calcium is so important to human physiology that we even have a gland, the parathyroids, that regulate the amount of calcium in the system. And for one thing, your immune system cannot function without adequate amounts of calcium present. You are severely limited in your ability to fight bacterial or viral infections or anything else unless you have a sufficient amount of calcium bicarbonate in the bloodstream and in the tissues. So that's probably the cause, besides the 10,000 different phytonutrients that exist in the skin of an apple.
Mm-hmm.
It's loaded with calcium, and that may be one of the causative factors. So you have to read the whole study like usual.
Yep.
To find out that the headline isn't exactly what the study said.
Pardon me, I'm going to continue to have my apple a day, a pear a day, pineapple slices, mandarin, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, kiwi, orange. I'm just going through all the things that are on my counter that I've had so far this morning. Thank you very much. I haven't had any whole grains, though. There's a study out this week that suggests more whole grains may boost your lifespan. What do you see in whole grains? If it's not wheat, or there's supposedly some new kind of wheat that's being developed that won't give you the gluten problem.
Well, a lot of the wheat that has been developed gives you a gluten problem because it's not the wheat that our great-grandparents ate.
No, not at all.
And so they're kind of backing off into a different area because people are moving away from wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for more gluten-free. This is money-driven. This is the industry trying to do this to recover some grain stuff. I'd like to find out who it was that said more whole grains are, you know, indicative of living longer.
Really?
But you don't buy that. I know. We don't really have the digestive system to break down grains. We just don't. Herbivores do. Mm-hmm. Our stomach is a bag of acid, and it's designed to break down protein.
So cows would be able to break it down, and horses. And
yeah, but cows and horses are designed to eat grass.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're not designed to eat grain either.
When you eliminate, you'll see what you've eaten going down the drain, in essence, if you check out what you're eliminating. And that goes for dogs as well. It goes for cats or whatever. But
yeah, what are we genetically designed to eat as opposed to what the industries want us to eat?
Yeah.
It's a cheap difference.
Make money on it. All right,
you
Dr. Jack Stockwell, don't forget the Forbidden Doctor News. Well, there's a site where you can download all these podcasts, ForbiddenDoctor.com. They're absolutely free. 51 after the hour, and good day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, I want to get away.
Want to get away?
If you want to get away, we have some interesting ideas from the Dio Mummy. Her name is Dia Adams. If your family is planning on traveling this summer, she has some tips on how you can use miles and points and that sort of thing, how to accumulate them. And that's sort of music to most people's ears, including yours truly, who always is looking for more miles, and I'll bet you are too. So we'll get to that information from the Dio Mummy in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to be seen by others as more attractive, more handsome, better looking? It all starts with the eyes. Here's the biological science of it. Humans are wired to take care of creatures with big eyes, like babies. In fact, the belladonna plant, translated beautiful lady, was named because females use the plant's extract to make their pupils bigger, more beautiful. Republic Pictures used the plant extract to make cowboy Roy Rogers more attractive. What's the chief psychological trick? Want to be seen as more attractive? Well, plan a romantic dinner by candlelight. Your pupils will dilate to take in more light. They'll look bigger, and you'll be seen by your partner as more attractive. They'll be attracted to you, and they won't even know why. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Dia Adams with us. She's a real-life mom, has two elementary school children, lives and works in the District of Columbia. She's a featured writer on TravelingMom.com and Saverosity.com and is the founder of the Family Travel for Real Life Conference. She has an interesting background of travel, and because of that and because I love travel, here we go, travel information. Other than the obvious things like having credit cards and stuff, I understand there's a way of buying points. How do you do that?
Good morning, Doug. There's lots of things that you can do to earn points and miles that people don't think about. One of my favorites is to make sure that every time you go online, you're purchasing something through one of the portals that will allow you to earn points. And what I mean by that is if you go to any website out there for any airline, you'll notice they'll have a shopping feature. For instance, American Airlines has one called Shopping Advantage. Mm-hmm. So say you want to buy something at Walmart. If you go through American Airlines, you can earn anywhere between 2 and 4 points per dollar for everything you earn.
Do you have to have an American Airlines Citibank credit card, or can you use any credit card for that?
Absolutely not. All you have to do is be a member of their free miles program.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, I just bought my husband, I need a new lawnmower, spring finally coming to Washington, and on our $300 purchase, I earned about 1,700 miles.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to have to look for, but you have to buy online in order to get that. Is that like
That's
Amazon?
A really great way to do it.
Yeah.
Now, something else that you can do that's easy as well is if you are using a card that, for instance, a lot of cards have, say you get 2 times at a grocery store or you get 3 times your miles at a gas station, an easy trick to do is pick up gift cards to other locations, and then you can basically get your extra bonus points at another location. For instance, I was just at Disney yesterday, and by buying my gift cards at a gas station, I bought them at Sheetz for Disney, I was able to get 3 times my miles for Disney.
Ah, that's good.
Pretty slick.
All right, let's talk about the buzz at this time of year has to do with the car rental companies who have a lot of cars in the South and the Southwest, and they need to redistribute them because not as many people will be going to these areas as we get into the warmer weather months. What's the secret there?
Oh, this is my single favorite spring break deal, all the way up to Memorial Day. In fact, I'm doing it right now. And what happens is the car companies, like you said, are desperate to get their cars north, and they are giving them away at $10 a day. And you can keep them for up to 3 weeks. Usually it starts around April 1st. It's every year up to April 1st, April 6th to Memorial Day. And they will give you up to a full-size car for $10 a day. So right now we're actually driving a Dodge Charger. It's
That's
loaded.
That's a great car. I thought it was fun. I love driving Dodge.
Oh, it's a monster.
I always rent them, too. Yeah, I rent them as well.
And it's $10. I'm having it. My entire rental is going to be about $75 for the week.
Really? Good for you. That's very well. So, but the deals are out there. I'm most interested in the points. And is there a way to buy them actually from some site? Buy points?
Absolutely. The next 3 weeks, actually, is the perfect time of year to do this. There's a site called Daily Getaways. It's run by the United States Travel Organization. And for 5 weeks every spring, major companies will put out discounted points. And it's at dailygetaways.ustravel.org.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.